Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Last week, the Federal Reserve finally admitted that consumer prices are rising more than 2% annually. At the conclusion of the regularly scheduled meeting of the Federal Open Market Committee 9 days ago, their announcement included the following three statements. Quote, inflation has risen, unquote. Later it stated, quote, with inflation having run persistently below this longer run 2% goal, the committee will aim to achieve inflation moderately above 2% for some time so that inflation averages 2% over time, unquote. Still later it stated, quote, inflation has risen to 2% and is on track to moderately exceed 2% for some time, unquote. Fed officials hope that you believe these lies. The Fed statement multiple times pretended that consumer prices are now rising moderately above 2%. How do you define the word moderately? Apparently, the Fed officials don't want you to realize that the lowest 12 months indicator of rising prices over the past year showed prices up 3.6%. That is 80% higher than 2%. All the other 12-month indicators showed prices up 5% to more than 17%. Would you really call a price increase at a rate that is 2.5 times the Fed's target as being only moderately above target? That's not what I learned in mathematics and statistics classes. The unfortunate news is that the next round of price increase statistics coming out over the next month almost certainly will show even higher jumps in prices than we are already experiencing. Rising consumer prices are just another way of saying that the purchasing power of the U.S. dollar is falling. Those who can best protect themselves from a lower level of prosperity as the dollar declines are those who get out of the dollar to replace it with alternative assets with a historical track record of holding their purchasing power. Bullion price, physical gold, and silver are two solutions. U.S. government and Federal Reserve officials are hoping that you won't listen to this commentary and take action to protect your finances. Instead, they hope you let yourself be fooled into believing the lies in last week's Fed announcement. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WYLS or MacDonald Broadcasting.